It's hard to believe that Christmas is almost a month away. We are stepping into an Advent season. It's a season that's filled with joy, a season that's filled with peace as we prepare ourselves to receive God's gift of Jesus into our lives. A very good morning to all of you who are joining us today. It's our prayer that during the season of Advent, that you will experience God's presence in a very powerful and in a very special way. We want to journey together by exploring on the theme called He Shall Be Called. He shall be called in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. The central statement of the passage is this particular verse, where Isaiah prophesies about the Lord Jesus Christ, and he says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace." Dear friends, in this Advent season, let's spend our time together looking at the four names given to the Lord Jesus Christ. In the Old Testament, almost 700 years before he was born into this world. You know, this week we want to focus on the identity of Jesus as our Wonderful Counselor. Jesus as our Wonderful Counselor who brings hope and comfort to us and to the world around us. You know, as a Wonderful Counselor, you know, Jesus is able to lead us, able to guide us throughout these days. Let's pray and ask God to be with us as we spend some time, you know, looking at His Word, that God will continue to rekindle us to experience His joy and peace. Father, we thank You, Lord. We thank You for coming into this world. And Lord, we thank You because of love You came. Lord, as we look at Your Word, O God, we want Your Spirit to work in our lives, Father, that this Christmas will be a meaningful one, that we will have joy and peace which the world cannot give us. Help us, Lord, as we look at Your Word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Dear friends, if you were asked to describe the year 2020, how would you describe this year in one word? And I believe many of us would speak of the condition due to COVID-19 or the coronavirus. Some of us will say it's unprecedented. Some of us would use the word uncertain or turbulent time. No, there will be so many words that we will use because of the times that we are living in. But at the back of our minds, we realize we want our lives back. We want things to be how they used to be. We want to live a life in this world the way that we were living in this world. You know, when you look at the scriptures very carefully, you realize that God brought light into darkness. Even at the start of creation, there was total darkness, and God brought light into the world, my friend. And God brought light into darkness when Jesus came into the world. Just to give you a background of Isaiah chapter 8 and verse chapter 9, you realize, you know, people were just living in a very desperate time. You see words like distress. They were distressed. There was darkness. There was a gloom of anguish. They felt they were pushed to a corner. And so what was happening? People were just angry with their leaders. They were frustrated. They were angry with God, even wondering and asking, has God forgotten us? Though God is not and will never forget us. And so Isaiah prophesies about the coming Messiah. He prophesies about Jesus. In verse 2, he says, the people who walk in darkness will see a great light. What a wonderful prophecy. He says, the people who walk in darkness will see a great light. For those who live in the land of deep darkness, he says, a light will shine. And he was speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ. He was prophesying about the Lord Jesus Christ 700 years ago. And Jesus came, my friend. And in verse 6 of Isaiah chapter 9, you see there were four titles given to the coming Messiah. No, they were not just names. They were descriptions of the character and the nature of who Jesus is. It also reveals, you know, God's character, but who God is, and the things that he is able to do in our lives. Dear friends, when we look at the passage, we are reminded that with God there is always hope. In the darkness, a ray of light penetrates. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Now today, you and I might ask this question, how can these ancient words have bearing in our lives today? We want to look at this word and see how relevant these words are in our life. We want to focus today on the title, Jesus, Our Wonderful Counselor. You know, in some translations, you'll read wonderful as a separate word and counselor as a separate word. Other translations might read the word together as wonderful counselor. I'm not sure what Isaiah intended, but both interpretations are powerful. You know, either way, we are going to see at both words today, you know, and see the things that God wants to reveal about who he is in our life. And so when we look at the first word is called wonderful. Jesus is called as the wonderful counselor, the word wonderful. You know, when you hear the word wonderful, you know, many of us would think of a wonderful meal, a wonderful gift during the time of this season. And so we use this word, right, to just express our delight, our pleasure, our admiration, because this is something good. And so we say it's wonderful. That's the way that we use this particular word. But if you look at the word in the Hebrew, you know, it means it has a much more greater meaning. It means it's full of wonder. It's awe-inspiring. It is out of human explanation. It's miraculous, my friend. That's the way the word is used of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when you look at the word, you know, it also refers to the wonders of God's works. So in other words, when you look at the wonders of God's word, a human mind cannot comprehend. And Psalm 89 verse 5, you realize the writer says, let the heavens praise your wonders. So he's speaking about the wonderful work of creation. And in Psalm 139 verse 6, right, there's another passage that speaks about, he says, such knowledge is too wonderful for me. He says, Lord, such knowledge is too wonderful. It is high. I cannot attain it. What a miraculous God that we have, my friend. Have you ever sat down and looked outside your window during this Advent season and just admire God's active work? You know, when you look at the snow even falling, it's amazing. And you see the starlight sky at night. You see the amazing work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And praise God for the beauty of his creation. Not only we see God's handiwork that reveals who God is, my friend, but when you look at our lives itself, realize that we are special in the sight of God.
You and I are very special. God has created the world and God has created us in His own image. Can you imagine? He created us in His own image. I want to refer to Psalm 139 verse 4, where the writer says, you know, I praise you. He says, Lord, I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. He says, Lord, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. Today, my friend, when you look at yourself in a biological way or even in a biblical way, we realize that we are amazing creatures, the way we were created. It was God who formed our inner parts. In verse 13 of Psalm 139, it says, for you created my innermost being, each and every innermost being God has created. And He says, you knit me together in my mother's womb. What a powerful God that we have, my friend. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. That gives me an idea that I'm truly special in the sight of God. And you are truly special in the sight of God, because this Jesus is a God so wonderful, and He reveals His wonder by creating each and every one of us, my friend. Each and every one of us are distinct, and we are set apart for God. We are different, but we are unique. We are created for God's great works. Today, the world has told us who we are by what we have achieved in this world, or what we have acquired from this world. But have you ever stopped and considered that how God sees us? He sees us as unique people. He sees us as His loving sons and daughters, created by His wonderful and loving hands, for His glory, for His good work. Dear friends, during the season of Advent, you know, it will be wonderful if we take time and thank God for what God has done in your lives, that God has given us life, that each and every moment His life is with us. What a powerful God that we have. Not only is He a wonderful God, but we see that He's a wonderful counselor. The word counselor. The word counselor conveys several ideas to us, right? We think of a social worker. We think of a lawyer or an advocate, a pastor, a psychologist, a counseling professional. That's the way we align that word. But when you look at the Greek word, it implies someone who comes alongside. The one who comes alongside with us, to give us knowledge, to advise us, and also to give us understanding too. Today we live in a time where counseling is an all-time high in our society. The pandemic has caused many, many to seek help and to seek counseling. I came across an article about people visiting counselors. And the article says at least many people have visited the counselors at least once in their lifetime for a variety of reasons. Today, many people seek counseling because they have experienced a stressful event in their life. Probably a loss of job, an abuse that happened in their life, or death of a dear one. And so they've gone because they need help to come out from that stressful event. Many has gone to seek help in mental health issues. The pandemic has caused anxieties, fears, worries, and even created disorders in our life. And so many has gone to seek help. There are people who go for counseling because they're in a time where there are certain transitions that's happening they're getting ready to get married, so they go for marriage counseling. And some are getting ready for retirement, and so they go for help to seek guidance. And you also see people who are also going seeking counseling because they want to discover who they are, why they are living in this world, and they want to improve or even develop themselves. You know, there are many models of counseling that's available, right, or proposed by various psychological schools of thought. Think names like Rogers, Freud, Pearls are very familiar names to many of us. You know, I have a great respect for good counselors. The role of a counselor can make a huge difference or even impact our lives. But the way the word counselor is used in this text and also in the Old Testament, the idea is of a wise and a trusted ruler. And so Jesus is seen as a wise, not that God knows, but he knows everything. He knows everything, my friend, and he can be trusted. You can trust him because he knows what's happening in our lives. And so, why is Jesus known as a counselor? I came across an article by this writer who said, when the scriptures refer Jesus as a wonderful counselor, it doesn't just mean that he's good at giving advice. It doesn't just mean that he's good at just giving us advice. It means that he understands things which are beyond the ability of our finite mind to comprehend. He is able to understand things which you and I might not be able to comprehend. And he knows things which only God can know. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. He's no ordinary counselor, my friend. He knows things which only God can know. His counsel is never confused. His counsel is never mistaken. He knows exactly what's happening in our life. And he can be trusted. You know why? Because Jesus came into this world because he wanted to become one of us. He took the form of a human being, my friend. He walked with people with humility. As John writes in John chapter 1, verse 14, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And so he came as one of us. He knew what is to be hungry. He knew what is to be betrayed by people. He knew how people would treat him. And he knew the things that you and I face each and every day. Secondly, you'll realize that he comes alongside with us. You can trust him. You can trust this counselor. He comes alongside with us. He makes himself available through the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit, my friend. Even today, when you look at scriptures very carefully, when Jesus was born in this world, you know, he was always seen just with the people, with the crowd. Even he was in a wedding at Cana of Galilee. He was seen at house gatherings. He was seen walking by the lake, speaking to the fishermen, inviting them to be part of his ministry. And he went and spoke to the women who felt alone, right, by the well, even in the desert. So you see numerous instances where Jesus came alongside to help people. You know, when he was there, what was happening? He was just not an ordinary counselor. People were just amazed. They were amazed at his instruction, as we read in Matthew chapter 7, verse 28. It was so powerful and it was refreshing. They were amazed because he had power over the winds and the waves. He knew, my friend. And some even asked, right, when you read Matthew chapter 13, verse 54, where did this man get all this wisdom or knowledge from? He amazed, my friend. Jesus is a wonderful counselor. He's just not an ordinary counselor, but he's a wonderful counselor. They were amazed at the healing power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you realize in Matthew chapter 21, verse 20, that even a tree would obey his orders? Amazing and a wonderful counselor. In Jesus, we realize that he is not a distant God who cannot relate to us. He is fully God and he's fully human when he was in this world. There is no isms or traditions where the creator or the ruler of all things humbles himself and becomes one of us. There is no other God who can say that I understand you and I mean it. This Jesus knows us. As you're sitting in your room, wherever you are, do you feel lonely? Are you having difficulties in your life that you're unable to speak to anyone? Are you struggling deep inside? Are you affected emotionally, physically, or even psychologically? Have you ever suffered loss? Are you afraid? Jesus understands us, my friend. He empathizes with our problems. And he wants to come along with us to offer us grace, to offer us mercy, and to strengthen us. During the time of Christmas, particularly during the time of December, there are so many things that happen in our life. So many things. And at this particular time, and we are living, there are so many restrictions. Many of us are confined to our rooms or even to our homes. Limited travels. You know, there are so many things that we are unable to do. We want to do, but we are not able to do. Let me assure you, God cares. He loves us. The people walking in darkness have seen a light, and Jesus is the light. Before I conclude, I want to share a story about an absent-minded professor. Very interesting story. And this absent-minded professor was so absorbed in his work, so involved. Everything was work, work, work for him, that he forgot the simplest details of his life. So one morning, his wife came to him and he said, "No, Henry," she called him and said, "remember, we are moving out today. We are shifting home today. And so here, I'm putting this note in your pocket. Don't forget, today is the day we are shifting our residence to another place." The day went by. Evening came and this man came to the home. And he entered the front door to his surprise. The home was empty. The place was totally empty. He didn't know what was happening. He was totally upset. He just came out of the house. He sat by the curbside. A young boy walked up to him. This absent-minded professor looked at the young boy and asked him, "Little boy, do you know the people who used to live here now? Where have they gone? Do you know where they are now? Because I can't see them." The boy replied. He said, "Sure, Dad, Mother told me you forgot. Sure, Dad, Mother told me you forgot." You know, when you listen to the story, some of us might be smiling. If you realize there are moments in our life that we become so absorbed in the little things of the world, in the little things of the world, and we forget who we are and whose we are. We belong to the wonderful counselor. God who wants to do wonderful things in our life for us, my friend. He's always there for us. I want to challenge you this week. I want you to make an appointment this week with this wonderful counselor. Sit down with him. Open your heart. Tell him what's going on in your life. Share your life to him. Let me assure you, there is no problem that he cannot solve, because he's a wonderful counselor who can do wonders in our life. And he can come, and he will come along with us each and every moment of our life. And so, my friend, as we celebrate Christmas, don't forget to celebrate Christ, our wonderful Savior. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for who you are. Help us, Lord, to open our hearts to you and to recognize that we have a Savior. That we have a Savior who does wonderful things in our life. A God who comes alongside with us. We just love you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.